70 degrees right now at 8:56, and time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we've got lower prices pretty much across the board in the grains. Corn's been up a little, down a little at the moment. December is 376 and a quarter, down a quarter. We've had a 78 and a quarter high and a 72 and three quarter low. Over in the beans, they're down a penny and a quarter to 892. They've been 94 and a quarter high and 84 and three quarter low, so they've had a 8 cent range. And the wheat for December is down 9 and a quarter at 553 and a quarter. They had a 49 and a half low, 64 and three quarter high. So lower across the board. Good weather forecasts, expectations of good crops. China still supposedly going to come to the table and work with us, but right now, until they do decide something that's positive, I think crops are just going to be sideways. You have cattle and hogs are higher on good usage there. Hogs are up 15 to 40, and cattle are up 25 to 40 cents. So they're up also.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that update. That's Pete Manhart joining us from Bates Commodities over in Normal. It's 8:58. Let's take a look at some other notes this morning. The USDA export inspections report indicated 1.097 million metric tons of corn was shipped in the week that ended on August 16th, down 13% from the week prior, but 52% larger than the same week in 2017. Total year-to-date exports are now lagging last year by just 0.28%, with just over 2 weeks left in the 17-18 market year. Meanwhile, the crop progress report put the corn crop at 85% dough stage. That's above the 72% average, and 44% dented, also above the 26% average as of August 19th. Good to excellent ratings on the crop, down 2% to 78%, but a fairly typical decline for mid-August. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, export inspections, 639,000 metric tons, 4.5% lower than the same time last year, but about 10% larger than the previous week. Accumulated year-to-date exports now about 3% lower than the same time last year as we head into the last 2 weeks of the market year. Let's take a look at some current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. Kind of a cloudy gray start to our day on this Tuesday, but temperatures pretty comfortable here this morning, right around the 70-degree mark across central Illinois. 69 degrees in Bloomington Normal, the west wind at 12 miles per hour. 68 degrees in Decatur, west wind there at 10 miles per hour. Danville, 70 degrees with a southwest wind at 8 miles per hour. Charleston, Mattoon, 70 degrees as well. And we're at 70 degrees here in Urbana with a wind out of the west at about 10 miles per hour. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy skies, slight chance of a shower this afternoon and a high of 77, northwest wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies for tonight will drop down to a low of 61 degrees, mostly sunny, less humid for the day tomorrow, a high of 75, and mostly sunny for Thursday with a high of 77. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.